Michelle Malach and Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous year. We were discussing the status of Pachas Mishavakuta. It's Pachas Mishavakuta moment, is it now moment? And we already saw the flow, so now we'll continue again. It's based in the Torah of Moreno Avon with Nassim's at Sound. And then Chaschinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, writes, the Rambam holds that that we require Shavakuta the moment. Gzela, the Rambam says, that in order to be over in the Isser of Gezel, it needs to be a Shavakuta. That's included in the Shi'urim, that are Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, that's what Mechaz Chinuch says. That's Mashma Divrei Rambam, Melachim 9:1, writes that a Ben Noach is Chayiv, Halpachas M'Shavakuta B'Gezel. Because Shi'urim L'Yisrael Nehmu, Shiurim were given to the Jewish people. And the Meila Ben Noach is chayiv even on Pachas Mishavakut. And the Meila, for a Jew, it must be that the Pruta is Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, which wasn't given to the Ben Noach. However, it would seem that there's no Hechleach Melashon HaRambam that he holds that the Shiur of Shavakut Ben Mammon is included in Shiurim that are Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Rambam writes, Ben Noach Chayav al HaGezel, etc. Chayim Chayav al Pachas M'Shavakuta. He continues, Chayim Chayav al Eber Menachai, V'al Basar Menachai B'Kol Shul, Shelo Nitnu HaShiurim Elu Yisrael B'Vad. Ben Noach is Chayav al Eber Menachai, Basar Menachai, and the Shir is a Kol Shehu, because Shiurim are only given to the Jews. So Mechaz Chinuch understands when the Rambam writes here, the Sabach Yud, the Rambam writes, Shelo, Nitnu HaShiurim, El Yisrael Bilvad, that's referring to what it says in the previous Halacha, Halacha Tess. It's Halacha Tess and Halacha Yud. And Halacha Tess, the Rambam says that Ben Noach is Chayav al HaGezel, and he's even Chayav al Pachas M'Shavakuta. And Halacha Yud, the Rambam says that an Eiver Menachai and Basi Menachai is Chayav al Kol Shehu, because Shiurim were only given to Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. So, Mechaz Chinuch understands, when the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud that Shiurim were only given to the Jewish people, that's even referring to what it says in the previous Halacha about Gezel, that a Ben Noach is Chayav al Pachas M'Shavakuta. And from this he proved that the Rambam holds that the Shiur of Pruta Ben Mammon is included in Shiurim that are Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. However, it would appear there's no Hechreach for this, because we can say that that the Rambam says Shelo Nitnu Shiurim Elu Yisrael is referring only to the Halacha that the Rambam is talking about. In other words, why a Ben Noach is Chayav for Eiver Menachai and for Basi Menachai Kol Shehu. He's not referring to the previous halacha that's talking about Gezer. And that Ben Noach is Chayav al HaGezer B'Kol Shehu is because even Pachas M'Shavakuta is considered Mammon and Gezer is Shayach. And that Yisrael is Patur V'Hashava. The Pachas M'Shavakuta, that's Mitam Mechila, that's what we spoke about in the previous shir. But even less than a Shavakuta is the status of Mammon. And Mamela, a Goy is Chayav even less than a Shavakuta because it's Mammon. And the reason a Jew is Patur V'Hashav and Pachas V'Shavakuta is because of Mechila, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 57a, in the Sefer Kiya Sefer of Mabit, in the 9th parak of Pachas Malachim, this is Ben Noach Chayav al HaGezel, etc. Ne'erag HaPachas M'Shavakuta da V'Gezel Kabayit Uloi Mochli Abba. So we say I have the hedya in the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer. But that the Rambam says the Ranut Bishum Lebnei Noach is referring only to Eiver Menachai and Basi Menachai. That he's Chayav al HaGezel the Pachas M'Shavakuta is because there's no Mechila there. Like Rashi in Sanhedrin 57a, and not because. Now, even for a Jew, it's less than a pruta. Just for a Jew, there's mechila. For a koyder, there isn't. And a mele goy is nerog eim ha-pachas mishav ha-pruta. So that Kiryas Sefer bears out our assumption in the Rambam. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagoyin of Moses Atzal. However, in the Rava Magid, in the first parak of Kenev and the second Halacha, he writes, and that's what the Rambam says, you're now to be going to have Koshi within Torah, Shetin Pachos, the Din Pachos, Mishavi Pulta B'mamin, the Din Chatzi Shiul B'shami Suvim. Rambam says, you're now to still Koshi within Torah, because the din of Pachas Mekashir, of Pachas Mishavapruta, is Kedin Chatzi Shir B'Shar Asur. It's mashma that the Magad Mishnah holds that the Shir Vapruta is included in Shi'ubim that are Halacha L'Moshe Misinah. And therefore, if it's less than a Pruta, we should Asur Medin Chatzi Shir She'osur Min HaTorah like other Isurim. However, in the Kiryas Sefer, Kiryas Sefer we quoted before was in the ninth parak of Malachi. This Kiryas Sefer was in the first parak of Geneva. He writes, "Shelo lignoiv mamun mishav pute ulemaila, dechsiv lo signovu, upachas mishav pute eino nechshav gezel beinei, sheovel malmidasim rachmanim ein moichel madol kan. Also lignoiv kolshu minatel dafka of dinu adver mishav pute minin isra afilu kolshu kichatzi shil b'insuim." And so he writes in the first paragraph, Gzela, you know, because of Kolshu, because it's like a Chatzi Shiotz Asur Min HaTorah. So it's very interesting. You see from this Kiryas Sefer that even though he writes that you're not over, and a lav, if it's Pachas Mishav Pruta, is because there is Mechila. Nevertheless, he writes, it's still Asur Min HaTorah, meaning Chatzi Shir B'Shan Yisur. So it's Muchach that even though he holds that Shir Pruta is not a Lechon Moshe Messina, but it's because of Mechila, like we find in Rashi and Sanhedrin. Nevertheless, it's shayach to say that Pachos Mishav Pute is Asur Midin Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. He says both. He says, on less than a Chatzi Shir, it's not Asur Atz Mechila. Pruta ain't mishum alach l'moshe misinah. The reason it's aser a pruta is only because of mechila. Because on less than a pruta, there's mechila. So that would seem to say, if on less than a pruta, there's mechila, that in theory it would be aser. Less than a pruta inherently, not because of chatzi shir. There is no shir. The only thing is, on less than a pruta, is marcha. And yet, the self same Kiryas Sefer says over there that chatzi shir is aser. Chatzi Prut is us, less than a Prut is us, because Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. So it would appear that he holds that since Chatzi Shir is Asur, because of Chazi Litztarufe, Yuma 74 Ayin Shav, Memela, Nesa Min HaTorah, every Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, where it's Chazi Litztarufe, even when the Shir isn't included in Shirim, that are Allah Moshe and Sinai, but mitam achim. For example, the Gezer. The Shir Pruta, why is there a Shir Pruta in the Gezer? It's because in Chatzi Shir there's Mechila. Nevertheless, it's Asr Ligzor, even Pachas Mishav Pruta, since Chatzi Pruta is Chazi Litztarufe, it can combine to become a whole Pruta, to become a Shir Shalom. And then the person is going to be Oiver on a Lav de Oiraisa. Zeu Klal B'chol HaLachis. Le'af Chatzi Shir Aser, Ki Heichi de Chazi Litztarufe. ואף היכד והשיר אינו מכלל השיעורים שאין הלכה למשה מסיני. So we see that even though the shiur isn't הלכה למשה מסיני, the shiur, there is no shiur. Just, you're not over on Gezel with less than a pruta because there's a subjective mechila and the person is still from. But nevertheless, the Chatzah Shir is still going to be Aser because it's Chazal that's terrific to a whole Shir where there's no mechila. So in the Mele we can say the same vort, the word to the Rav Amagi, that even though he writes the Prachas Mishavah Pruta, you're not allowed to steal. Even though he writes that less than a shavu pruta, you're not allowed to steal. Midin chatzi shir. Nevertheless, he doesn't hold that the shir of a pruta is included in the shiurim that are halacha b'moshe mesinai. Rather, because he's moichel, like Rashi says. So, kumtois, there's really no machlekes between Rashi and Ramba. And they both hold that pachas mishavu pruta, there's no mitzvah v'ashel v'atz mechilo. The Pashto, the Shas of Sanhedrin, and Rashi, and Zayin of Ramph. So what's the reason? What's the reason that it's Asur to steal even Pachas Mishav Pruta? Because it's Chazal, it's Tavufe. And then there's not going to be Mechila on the whole ship. But if it's less than a pruta, then it's aser, not because. And if it's less than a pruta, there's mechila, and therefore there's no chiyuv hashava. But it's still going to be aser because of chazal it's tarufi. But sai l'Rashi and sai l'Rambam, it's not because there's halacha l'moshe misinai of a pruta by gezel. No. Even less than a pruta, it's aser. The only thing is, on less than a pruta, there's mechila. So the reason less than a pruta is on the only reason it's going to be aser is not chatzi shir chazal it's tarufi. The only thing is, it's difficult on what the Rav Magid says, the fact that you're not allowed to steal a culture is because Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 57a says that you're not allowed to steal from a Jew, even a Kol Shavu. It's because even though afterwards there's Mechila, but Tzara B'Shaita Mi Leslei, doesn't he have Tzara B'Shaita? As she says, Hilkach, Gezel, Ela she'ein based in the skokim la shiva, the basar hochi machi lei. Rashi says, therefore, it's gezel, because based in doesn't get involved, because afterwards there's going to be mechila, but it's still asur, it's still pachas mishav pruta, because it's there's tsar b'shaita. That time there's tsar. Now, according to the Rav Magi, typically, why does the Gemara say that it's asim lechatchil lignov mishum chatzi shir? Not because of tzara b'shaita milas, like because it's tzara b'shaita, but because of chatzi shir. So it would appear that if not for the fact that he has tzar, if so, it would be davishen balabais makbid, and there's no gezel at all, like the same sachem 6b that we discussed in the previous shir. And if so, we wouldn't aser a chatzi shir. So the only reason we're asering a chatzi shir is because there's tsar b'shaita. Now there's no lav unless you're still not allowed to steal less than a shir. There's no lav. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, because it says the sigzol and beheshiv is like zela, it's from the sigzol and something you have to return. And since there's no chiv to return less than a shavu pruta, memela, there's no lav, but it's still asur. And the Mela, now that it's still less than a Chatzi Shir, and of course it's Tsar, and we should always be Zocher with Hashem to be completely honest in all of our dealings. Okay, there's an interesting Shir, and there's still obviously a fortune more to say about this, and God should give us health and life, Zochus Chaim, and hopefully this is Zocher to continue seeing the flows and the tales of Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.